Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
We've arrived at the business end of Triple M NRL's best call countdown of 2019. And for all the individual brilliance we saw on the field this year, number two in the countdown doesn't go to a player or a coach or a team. It goes to a stadium. Round six, Easter Monday. The opening of the brand new Bankwest Stadium in the heart of Sydney, Parramatta, as the Eels turn their new home ground into a fortress, tearing apart the West Tigers 51-6. Here are all the highlights from Dan Ganane, Ryan Girdler and Mark Geyer.
CBus Super, with insurances that protect building and construction workers. Triple M NRL game highlights.
And at 4:04 on the 22nd of April 2019, a new era begins. Rugby league at Bankwest Stadium. Moses beats one, beats another. Whoa! Into the backfield. Imbai coming across. 30 to go. 20 to go. 10 to go. Goal! Mitchell Moses scores the first try.
Well, one of the best rules is the quick tap from the a ball going dead, and that's exactly what Gutherson did.
Now on the final play, it comes now to Moses, pokes a kick to the right side of the field. Brilliant take, Takanagi. Brilliant catch, and he got it down as well. Now what a look at this, but it appears as though he's given it.
It's the second time that they've done this play, Dan, and last time it was over Brooks, and he came down with a football.
Now it's to Jennings, trouble, Jennings, left foot step, he got there! Michael Jennings!
They always say, but beware the bouncing ball. And that's exactly what happened then. The ball went out, it bounced before Jennings, and all of a sudden he's put on the afterburner.
Right. Oh! Now Gutherson into the backfield. He's split them open. Then he gets it on to Jennings. He's 30 out. He's 20 out. Here comes another. Goodbye! Jennings has a double.
You saw Gutherson after he threw the final pass, just running down the sideline, waving the arms. Getting everyone involved. They're having a picnic out there at the moment. Yeah.
And then so is Seven. He's 20 out. Oh, another one. It's another one. It's five. Oh, it's a Parramatta annihilation. Jermyn Seven joins the party. 28 points to nil.
Well, Gerge, you spoke about Robbie Farah not being on the field, and that's exactly where Parramatta found pay dirt once again, right up the guts.
Go left, comes to Brooks, kicks across his body, rolling, taken by Madalino, and he scores. It looks like a Tigers try. Parramatta 30, West Tigers 6. Goes to the right now. There's a beautiful pass. Moses on to Kafusi, pouring through. He's over.
Yeah, really poor defence there from Luke Garner. It was just a lovely short ball by that man Moses again. Just goes to the line, digs in, and it's just a short ball there. I think it's Moses Mbai comes out of the line then to take the ball runner, the ball player, and then Garner just doesn't come up with him, and it's a great run in the end by Kafusi.
Moses, end over and kick. Have to come forward here, Thompson. Up he goes. Although it's on bring it away to Marnie, and he gets over. They've cracked 40. Flings it back. Brilliant pick up Gutherson. Cut out ball Mike Acevo. Steps inside for Nua and gets over. It only took three tackles.
Absolutely nothing on down this short side. Then when Gutherson just decided to throw a long ball out to Acevo, there was two men. Masters was out here also for Nua. And he just stepped back in and there was no one coming across.
It all comes down to this last play. Marnie throws it left. Beautiful. Salmon. Gorgeous. Away to Lane. Oh, he deserves one, Sean Lane. He's been running that hard line all day, but what about the ball from Jamin Salmon? That was on a platter. They've hit 50. Oh, hello, Mitchell Moses' field goal. He shoots. He's got it, I think. It looks like it's 51-6 in absolute style. 51-6. Parramatta, a crushing win over the West Tigers.